with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled Going in the Noble Direction, via video conference with our association members in Auckland, New Zealand, on August the 19th, 2008.
Hi, Master.
Yes.
Even with all the crises occurring on our planet, and even though as practitioners we try to focus on our spiritual path, still our minds can drag us towards the physical problem in life. How can we best keep our focus on our spiritual path, and should we be using all our time, energy, and physical assets in working towards awakening humanity? Thank you, Master.
Yes, that would be good. That's really good if you can focus all the time on a spiritual goal, yes, and use whatever time you can to awaken humanity. That is very noble and very good. It's laudable. But you see, sometimes, because we're still living in this physical world, and sometimes it's not even our problem that affects us. Other people bring problems into our life, and we are interconnected with each other, with all humanity around us. So it's not possible to always avoid physical problems, yeah? And apart from that, we also have this hormone ragging within our body that keep us demanding on all kind of focus and desires instead of only on the spiritual path. But don't let all this bother you. If it's concerning physical need, you take care of whatever it needs to the minimum. You give your body food and drink enough to live. Yeah? And if you really need a partnership, then get a girlfriend, get married, yeah? For example, like that. Apart from that, nothing else you should worry about concerning physical body. And if it's a neighbor who need help, then you help him what you can, only. And the rest, you meditate.
Thank you very much.
Meditate and help to awaken humanity. All right. No problem if you worry about physical aspect and desire sometime. Just try to fulfill it as best as you can, and then we do the rest. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You good? Yeah? You feel okay otherwise?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I was even thinking to stop eating and all that. Yeah.
Why? Why do you want to stop eating? Tell me.
Oh, to keep my life more simple.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you want to try and if you can, well, why not?
Yeah,
I would think so. More simple, yeah? We don't need to have all these pans and pots. I don't have to go to the supermarket. I don't have to go nowhere. I don't have to digest. I don't need the bathroom, nothing, huh? Good imagination, yeah. Okay, you see, it depends on situation, huh? If you still can have food, then you eat. You eat less, yeah? And if you don't want to eat, it's fine. If you can keep your mind focused on a non-eating diet, then it's fine to me, yeah? Whatever you choose, it best for you. As long as you harm no one else, and it's good for you, and you can do it, it's the best. Uh-huh. And that's why you worry about the food or anything else?
No, not about the food, but I try to focus on my spiritual path, but then a physical thing is dragging me into the physical, like problems and work and
yes,
things like that.
Understand. Oh, so you don't have enough money to eat, or you don't want to go to work?
Yeah. I'm fine. Financially, I'm okay.
Yes.
Everything is okay. But sometimes I would like to be 100% into it. Yeah, and sometimes my mind tries to pull me to the other side. Oh, do this and all this physical stuff.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, instead of going to the extreme first, maybe you just eat light, you know, like eat soup every day first, or juice, or blending raw food, something more simple than cooking food. See how you feel better or not, and less time consuming, then you could meditate more or do some more work, for example. Try to lessen the food. Not the food intake, but different way, you know, more simple, like eat raw or eat blending juice or eat soup only, for example. See if you can, or if it helps you first, okay?
Yes, thank you.
How about that? One step at a time, huh?
Thank you very much.
We, a spiritual practitioner, could also go without food. So if the people who can go a little bit higher on the spiritual power, they can have more influence upon their mind, on their cells of the body. They can tell their cells of the body what to do. They can tell them, okay, now from now on we eat in air only, and the cell will listen. Or from now on we just live on a spiritual power from God. Yeah, we are provided everything we need from God. I need some training, okay? Go slow
okay.
First. And there are also other people who are not even highly spiritual, but maybe they have not the karma of food in this lifetime, then they also cannot eat, and so it's better they go without food, yeah? Because if they eat, they will get sick or something also, or it's just automatically that they don't eat, okay? That is another reason for some people who can quit food easily. And if a person, a highly spiritual person, also don't have a food karma for this lifetime, then also very more easy for him to go without food. Otherwise, a person who also have a food karma in this lifetime but have a strong mind, power, and a spiritual force, then he can also quit eating food. We can change our life. So there are three categories, yeah? The one who are lower than middle third level but had no good karmic food in this lifetime also quit food easy. The one who are upper third level also have no food storage, you know, for this lifetime, then also can quit easily. And the third one is the one who has all kind of food karmic connection, but use a spiritual power to quit. Or circumstances help him to quit, like sometime we're trapped in some situation, we don't have food. Then we, at that time, no matter what level, please use the spiritual power to sustain yourself. Believe that God provides everything, because man doesn't live from bread alone. Jesus said that.
Yeah.
Okay? And I know that. All right, love?
Thank you very much. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. You're a good boy.
Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Aside from diligent meditation, the positive energy that comes from Supreme Master Television is a great way to help the world. Should we leave it on all the time, even when we're not watching it?
Yes, it helps. Put on low volume, yeah, or put it wherever it doesn't disturb you. Whenever you want to leave it on, it's good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
What secrets or mysteries or technologies have yet to be revealed that will help save our planet? Thank you, Master.
Yes, there's one secret, the vegetarian diet. Very simple secret.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. In the vegetarian diet, it contains many things. Yes, it's very simple solution, but it contains most of the principal goodness in life, I tell you. It contains all the five precepts in there. The first precept, thou shalt not kill. You see, if we are vegetarian, we don't even kill indirectly. Nobody will kill for us. Okay, that's the first. The second is, thou shalt not tell lie, not tell the truth. Yes, if you are vegetarian, you are true to yourself and true to the law of the universe. Like, we don't take other life to sustain our life. It is already reluctantly that we have to eat vegetarian diet to survive. But the trees, the plant will grow more. After, if we cut one branch, most of them will grow another 2-3 branch. So at least we do not destroy life as thus. Yes? So that's the second. The third, you shall not steal, eh? By being a vegetarian, we also keep that precept as well, automatically, because we don't steal another life. That is the worst thing to steal, no? And we do not steal the extra food that could be used to feed millions, 800 plus millions of hungry people because of the meat diet. So that is the greatest stealing. Not only we steal the animal's life, we steal the lives of our brothers and sisters around the world who could not afford food because the food has been all fed to the animals. And they have to sell even their food to feed the animals to the richer countries. So therefore, the food price is expensive and even non-existent for them. The food will be all gone to feed animals elsewhere and not distributed to them in their time of need. So that is another stealing. So for that, even to keep a vegetarian diet, we keep many precepts as well. And another precept is committing adultery if you eat meat. Maybe you also became less of the human quality and more of some of the animal's instinct. And then it's difficult for you to even control your sexual appetite, yes? And then maybe you could even commit adultery or sexual misconduct due to the animal's influence of meat. It's not just the meat, it's not just the animal's instinct, it is the hormones, the antibiotic, and all kind of harmful substance that went into the meat before they're killed. And after they're killed, even all the preservatives and all the deadly bacteria that is inhabit in that piece of meat and all kind of thing that drives your hormone even more crazy. And it's easier for you to be unloyal to your partner, you see, or to commit even some sexual offense. So some sexual offenders, they are not even to blame completely. The society at large is to be blamed because they're feeding them all kind of things that is really crazy, harmful to their body, to their sane mental controlling capacity, beyond their comprehensive capability. All these terrible chemical and drugs go into the meat and then go into their body, drive them crazy. And for the average guy, it is already a miracle that he can even sustain himself and keep himself sane in this chaotic world.
Yes.
Yes. So now, meat diet even can cause you trouble in your relationship, in your adultery precept. And the last one is intoxicant. Even meat make you addictive. It's another kind of drug. You see what I mean? Another kind of addictive. And they also put all kind of things in there, make you addictive as well. So, just to be vegetarian, you keep the whole five precepts. Because people eat meat, they also cannot digest very well. So they need wine, you know, alcohol, to get more appetite and to digest easily. And then wine, alcohol, also intoxicants, and then lead them to another kind of unlawful act, you know, like drunken driving, yeah? Or brawling with other people in the bar and on the street, and degrading their dignity, all kind of things, or fighting, quarreling with family members, beating wife and kids. You know, most of the domestic abuse came from alcohol and drug. You see, so meat can even let people into another kind of intoxicants. Doubling it affect and drive the man or the woman crazy and make them do a lot of things that they will regret for the rest of their life.
Benefits of drug abstinence and treatment. In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year. Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year. Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years. Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk. Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus. Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime. Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the U.K.'s Marks Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking. Plus more.
So if just keep a vegetarian diet, you keep all the precepts. That's why I told you, the only mystery is vegetarian diet. Huh?
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
The only cure is vegetarian diet, the only secret, okay? Then we save the whole world and we will live in heaven hereafter.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, my love.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 5 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, Going in the Noble Direction. And now Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously, in dignity and respect.